Nicely with Martin Bester.
On the line, thank you very much for your time, Father Chris Townsend from the Church of the Beatitudes in Swavelpoort. Father Chris, good morning.
Good morning, team.
Are you well?
I'm doing my best. It's been a busy weekend.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, very, very sad news about the passing of Pope Francis. But generally speaking, if you listen to the feedback from people just around the world, it's very clear what he stood for, right?
Yeah, I think he had an appeal much broader than just to Catholics or even just to Christians. I think he, at a time when the world is moving towards less compassion, more competition, he's the man who keeps on speaking about the need for compassion, the need to take care of our environment, and to act in a way that all disciples of Jesus should act in.
Yeah, he's definitely known as the Pope who definitely seemed more inclusive, which didn't land very well with a lot of people around the world. As you say, in a time, the time we're going through right now, possibly an important message.
Absolutely. Whether it's to the LGBTQ community, whether it's just reminding us of the fact that our world is not made up of people who are social media influencers and the bling state. You know, there's a lot of people struggling and suffering. And, you know, I suppose the message of inclusion is also one that touches most of our families. Many families are going through this LGBT stuff, having to work out how we are compassionate always. In looking at the massive social ills that are going on, you know, people are suffering because, well, you know, we've got to do something about it, not accumulate money and resources in small pockets, but we've got to have a generosity.
So what happens next? What is the process in terms of the funeral? I believe that he's going for a very simple option if you compared to popes before him.
Yeah, we'll see how that unfolds in the next couple of days. So last night they would have had a formal, almost, a church post-mortem, where it's certified that he's dead, and then today he will go through, his body will go through all of the necessary things to prepare him to move then tomorrow into St. Peter's Basilica, and there'll be a lot of people that will come and pay their respects. And then we started from yesterday what is called the Novem Dialis, the 9 days. So there's 9 days of prayer, and it reminds us very simply of what happens in our own families. And then the funeral, I haven't heard the dates or the day that the funeral will take place, probably Friday or Saturday, giving people chance to travel to get to the funeral. And yes, he simplified a lot of things. It was already simplified quite a lot by Pope Benedict. But it's, you know, this is just another Christian disciple who has died. And so there's an outpouring of compassion. There will be a lot of grief. But there's also, I suppose, a lot of thankfulness. People say, well, you know, here's a man who really helped us live our discipleship. So I don't think it's going to be over the top, but, you know, it is Rome, so there will be some things that will be a little surprising, I suppose. I'm waiting to see. I haven't read all the instructions on what would happen. But, yeah, simplified. And probably be buried in those black shoes of his. You know, he had one pair of shoes. You know, there was a wonderful book written years ago called In the Shoes of the Fisherman. And, you know, here's a guy who had just a very simple take on life.
And quite significant, I guess, that he made his last appearance over Easter weekend,
yes.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling that he knew that, you know, his time was coming. Mm. And, you know, he hasn't had the energy that he's had at the beginning of his pontificate. I mean, he was 88.
Mm.
Enormously a man of people. He liked having people around him. And I think, you know, when you know you're going to die, you want to be surrounded by the people who love you.
Yeah.
And I just luckily have two sets of parishioners who are in Rome, and they're saying the outpouring of compassion and grief and humanity is beautiful.
So, because it's, you know, the position of the Pope is such an important figurehead around the world, it's not surprising that there are already talks about who follows him.
Mm.
I mean, might seem tone deaf. He just passed away. But if you understand the importance of the role, it's not surprising.
Yeah, I mean, I watched last night. I've been waiting for it to come up on Apple TV, and I watched Conclave last night. And I had a couple of really good chuckles in it. But yes, there is this sense of, well, you know, the church has to continue in her leadership. And I think very strongly we're going to see somebody who's going to be able to pick up a lot of the legacy of Francis and just keep that going. You know, it was very interesting that he saw J.D. Vance as probably one of the last big people that he would see, and reminded him of compassion. You know, true to form, to the end.
Mm.
And I don't think you're suddenly going to see that all changing and the church sort of retreating. I think you're going to find people that are, you know, the people in contention are going to be people who'll be able to say, yes, we've got a lot of work still to do. The work is never done. So it's going to be very interesting.
Would there be someone that you would favor personally? I mean, do you have an opinion about that? Who would be a good person to follow him?
There's a lovely Italian saying that says, the man who goes into the conclave as Pope comes out a cardinal. Which is a very clever thing. It could be anybody, because what Pope Francis has done is over the years, he's picked people from different places to what would normally be expected. I think our cardinal in Johannesburg, Cardinal Brislin, has a very good chance. I mean, he's a boyke from Velkom, man. He's a Freistater.
Okay.
You know, the Holy Spirit has been known to do stranger things. And, you know, unlike other times where there was maybe a clear sort of favorite, there are some people, Cardinal Parolin, who is the sort of Secretary of State, who's the sort of vice of Francis. There's Cardinal Tagle from the Philippines, a wonderful man, deeply, deeply involved in compassion and compassion ministries. So it's very wide open. And I think that's part of the excitement of it. We just pray that the right person, and, you know, I'm a student of history, so, you know, the amazing thing of the last 120 years, we got the right person at the right time. And I trust the Holy Spirit will do the same.
There's so much change in the world this year. So much significant change in the world. So the mere fact that there will be a new pope will be significant either way, but specifically in this time, as you said, it seems that the history has taught us that it should be the right person at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't expect a Donald Trump type takeover. You know, there's not going to be a doge or anything like that. This is just going to be, let's keep the church focused on what the church must do and ultimately who the church is.
Listen, thanks for your time, Father Chris. All the best
Always
for the next
pleasure,
couple guys. Of days and weeks. And thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Father Chris. Townsend there from the Church of the Beatitudes in Zwavelpoort. If you're following this with keen interest, it's world news.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.